Hi. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Ian's Place. My name is Ian, and this is my place, and I just welcome you here. I would invite you, if you forget, you know, how to get to the website for the radio station. We are broadcasting from bbsradio.com, station number 2, and I'm on every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific. Or if you can't remember that, remember Wake Up. It's timetoremember.com, and you can link to the radio internet site from my website. So, I understand I have a caller. Let's get started. Caller, can we get Dawn? Do we have the caller online?
We did, but as soon as I put her on, she went off.
Oh, she got disconnected. Caller, if you'd like to call back in, please do. Anyway, we got disconnected there. So anyway, Wake Up, it's timetoremember.com is my personal website. It talks about my book. And I also have a CD in there that I think you would enjoy. So tonight, we're talking about manifestation. And that's on the mind of a lot of people. They want to learn how to manifest, and they just can't seem to grip it, get a hold of it. We all want to know how to manifest. That's the gimme. So, but what some of us don't understand is that we already manifest 24/7. Every move that you make, every thought that you think, every decision that you make, you are manifesting. That's all we do is manifest one step at a time, one moment at a time. And so if you manifest your life already the way it is 24/7, I would have to assume that we are in a habit of manifesting, but we manifest in a human way. We manifest the way we have been taught from birth. We have a habit of manifesting the way that we have been taught by social consciousness. Social consciousness and our family of origin, how we were brought up, taught us how to manifest. So if you don't like the way that you habitually manifest already, then we need to break that habit. But then what do we change to? We become the gods, the very powerful gods that we are, and we learn how to get in that habit. We learn how to habitually be the god that we are. So, when we look at other ones that seem to be able to manifest, when we watch another one manifest something outside of the box, we say, man, does that guy have the guts? Did you see what he did? I could never do that. He put everything on the line. I don't have that strength. I could never do that, what he just did, to get what he wanted. But that's what is precisely what it takes to manifest your life your way. It takes guts and courage. Right now, the majority of us live our lives within the confines of what we call social consciousness. Do you hear that? A majority of us live our lives on the perception of social consciousness. That means what everyone else says or how what everyone else says. This is how we should live our lives. Not based on anything.
We have a caller, line 3.
Hi, caller. Thanks for calling in, and what's on your mind?
Hi. I had sent an email in earlier in regards to business. Claude Ross is my name.
Girl Graf, you sent an email to me?
Yeah.
Let's see, Pearl. Let's see what we got.
It's Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E.
Yeah, let's get to my my email here. Let's see what we have here.
It was sent to Akashic Records.
I don't have your email. Would you like to tell me what you said in your email?
Okay. It was in regards to, I have plans in regards to opening a business.
Mm-hmm.
And what would, record keepers
mm-hmm.
have to tell me in regards to my next step in developing my company?
Oh, you want to, okay. You want to know what steps it would take to open up your company?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, already you've been thinking about it, correct?
Yes.
And you've been talking to people about it?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, but you've told other people what your wishes and desires are, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So you've done two of three things that are really important to do. First, you've been thinking about it. Secondly, you've been speaking about it. Now, have you been doing any making moves towards this? Have you said, well, on this day I'm going to do this to bring my business into the physical world? Have you been doing anything about it?
Yes. I installed flooring for 25 years.
You installed what? I'm sorry, what?
Flooring.
Oh, okay.
Hardwood flooring.
Right.
And then I went into sales in January
mm-hmm.
to learn the sales end of it.
Right.
And there's also a friend of mine that opened a store in a neighboring town.
Uh-huh.
And he said he would help me out in regards to setting it up.
There you go.
And
you have all your ingredients with you. You have all the ingredients that you need. You're stirring the pot. You're taking all the ingredients. You're thinking and speaking, and someone has come forward. You're doing the doing part, and you're stirring them all together. And pretty soon, you're going to have your business. That's what it takes. That's all it takes. Thinking, speaking, and doing. And once you get all those three components headed in the right same direction, there's not a right or a wrong, it's the same direction. You're thinking, and then you're speaking what you're thinking about, and then you're doing what you're thinking and speaking about. And you're so, what is happening, you're in total alignment with everything within your thinking, speaking, and acting towards. And with that, when you stay steadfast to that, there's no failure. Because your body knows where to go and knows where you're headed. See, what happens with a lot of people is they think one way, speak another, then act even a third way. So your body doesn't know what to do. It stagnates.
That's what I used to do.
Right. You're going to be very successful with this, Pearl. You just keep doing what you are doing. Action speaks loud when it follows your words and your thinking. Your actions are going to speak louder. So will you please keep me in mind and let me know how this is going to come to fruition and when it does come to fruition, if you will. I would love for you to call back and say, Ian, this is what happened.
Yeah.
You know you're already on the right track.
Yeah. Do you see a time frame?
I don't do projections, or I'm not a psychic per se. I just make people aware of their thought process and what's going on within them. You know, if they take what I say and that's, they go, oh, that fits for me. But I don't do I'm not a prophet in any way, shape, or form.
But you see it being successful?
It has to be successful. You're thinking, speaking, and acting towards it into creation. Whatever we think, speak, and act towards happens. That's
okay.
The way it's set up.
And what would be my next step in regards to getting closer to opening this door?
Doing what you're doing. You're just going to stay very passionate about what you want to open up. This is your sandbox. You get to decorate it any way you want. So if you will just stay with your friend that's willing to help you out, sounds like he knows what he's doing, and you both get together and put your minds together, put two minds together, you're going to be successful in opening up this business of yours.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Pearl.
Would you know what Spirit has to say, or...
Well, again, spirit is an individual thing as far as my reality goes, and you have one within you that is very, very powerful and only wants for you what you want. It loves
okay.
you unconditionally. So your spirit within you will guide you also if you ask for that help, and that's an individual thing.
Okay.
But if you just focus on what you're doing and ask that power within you to guide you, it will. It will help you right along the way.
Okay.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Anybody else calling in? I'd love to listen, have you call in. So back to what I was talking about was, and Pearl, I hope you're still listening, that a majority of us, we live our lives on the perceptions of social consciousness. That means we live our lives based on what everyone else says. We live our lives based on other people's perceptions and views. That doesn't make sense because it's our life. And if we should dare go outside those rules of social consciousness, if they don't like what you're doing, you know what they do? They run and make a rule about what you're doing. So you can't do it. It's going to be against the law. Social consciousness, man, it's tough to get around because if you're doing something outside of their comfort zone as a collective, they will go and run and make another rule for you. Just what you're doing. Oh, you can't do this. And they all run down to the courthouse, and they all get in their little room, and they go, we got to make a rule so this person can't do that. They're outside the box. They can't handle you being outside the box. They make up rules for people who go outside the box all the time. Social consciousness says you can't. The power within you only says you can. That's all it knows. You can. And so I know there's so many people who are battling the can't scenario in their heads. But that's exactly where the battle is won or lost. Within yourself, within your head, within your thinking process. The battle is either won or lost within your head. There's an old saying out there that says, everything that I need is within me. Everything. And I didn't get that for such a very long time. I kept on relying what was in front of me, what I was seeing, what was I perceiving with my human thought processing. Everything that I needed wasn't in front of me. I couldn't see it. The tools that I needed to build my goals were not in front of me. They weren't available. Because every time I tried to get what I needed, blocks kept coming up. Block walls. Huge block walls. I was on this perpetual obstacle course, one obstacle after another. It was tiring. I was angry. And I just wanted to sit down and cry. And I often did. But something inside of me kept saying, stand up. Stop acting like a human. Act like the God that you are. You are the master of your universe. God doesn't cry. God just does. Stand up. I can't tell you how many times I have gone through that scenario over the past years. It was very often. But here's what happened. And before I go to here's what happened, I want to give you the phone numbers to call in, because I know there's somebody out there that just wants to come in and talk to me. I love talking to people. Anyway, the U.S. and Canada toll-free numbers are 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide toll-free is 1-877-489-6350. And then the direct line is 530-776-5154. So, if you'd like to call in, and we can discuss anything you like. So, after all these block walls kept on shooting themselves up in front of me that were like 20 feet high, 6 feet deep, and I'd have the same scenario over and over again. But what happened was this. Every time I got back up, brushed myself off, took in a deep breath, calmed down, and let my breath out, and just relaxed. I would just relax. I began to notice how simply my tools that I needed to build my sandbox my way, the way I wanted, started to appear, one tool at a time. Every time one of my tools appeared, I got stronger and calmer. And that voice within me said, see? See what calm brings you? And it was right. Anger causes chaos. Calm brings order. One step at a time. Can you create your sandbox your way with anger? You bet you can.
We have another caller.
Okay. Hi, caller. What's on your mind?
Hi, Ian. It's Diane Brito calling. How are you?
Diane Brito. Hi. Thanks for calling in. Diane, for the rest of you, Diane Brito is a very good friend of mine. What's going on, Diane?
Well, I just wanted to know, based on the last caller that called in, you know, do you think negative thoughts are what causes, you know, people to not follow the direction that they, you know, the path they want to follow?
Let me read you the next three lines that I was just going to say when you called in, and then we can talk about that, okay?
Okay.
My next few sentences were, can you create your sandbox your way with anger? Yes, you can. But what happens is you're always angry, frustrated, chaotic, and tense. Why would you want to live that way, especially when you can bring the same exact creation into your life through being calm, peaceful, relaxed, and composed? You can be angry, you can be angry and frustrated and chaotic and tense and still manifest what you want to see in your sandbox. Because what happens when you do that, you're just pounding your thought process over and over with the same thought, right? You're angry, but you can still keep on repeating it. And that will cause it to happen. But you can get the same exact results being calm and peaceful and composed and relaxed. To answer your question, there aren't any negative or positive thoughts. They're just thoughts. And thoughts happen, be they quote-unquote negative or positive. And so when you get into negative and positive thinking, what happens if you say, oh, I'm thinking positive today, and that's why it's going to happen, because I'm saying with positive thoughts. What you're really doing is masking and covering over negative thoughts that are still there. You know they're there. You just want to speak positively. And you think if you speak positively, that will automatically erase the negative thoughts. That doesn't happen that way. You have to focus on eliminating quote-unquote negativity from your life. And I'm going to maybe talk in circles here. Hopefully I can say it the way you can understand. There comes a time and place where negative thoughts don't happen any longer. They're not even in you. There's no existence. So there's no way or need for you to say, I am thinking positive. Do you understand that?
Right,
that
yeah.
You don't need the positive-negative verbiage because you have learned how to think in a manner that comes from I have spoken, thought spoken, and therefore it is. It's going to happen. There's no negative there to fight with.
Even though sometimes you're thinking one way and sometimes it doesn't manifest, it could take a long, long time. And I always thought that, you know, the law of attraction is whatever you think about. And if you think negative thoughts, you will get negative things coming into your life, especially if you dwell on them for a long period of time.
That can happen. I'm not discounting that. What's happening is not so much the negative, quote unquote. It's thoughts that don't support you and where you're wanting to go.
Right.
It's thoughts that you think and hammer at. And when you hammer at those thoughts, if we can get away from the negative positive just for a moment, and we say to ourselves, oh, I'm sure it's not going to happen. If this doesn't happen, then that's not. Those are thoughts. Not necessarily bad or good, positive, negative. They're just thoughts. And thoughts happen. So if you're thinking thoughts that don't support you, they will happen.
Right, okay.
Okay? So that's what I'm saying. It's a thought is a thought is a thought. Any other, what is that? The name of a rose is still a rose. And so what happens is we think in thoughts that don't support us and where our goals are, we really want to go to. So we have to eliminate the thoughts that don't support us. And then in that elimination, then that's not within you any longer. Those thoughts do not exist within you. They don't exist within your sandbox. So you don't have to, like, try to cover them up or cover them up with the word positive. They don't exist any longer.
Well, how do you eliminate those thoughts?
Practice, practice, practice. that's the simplicity of it. And what I have done in my life is someone taught me a long time ago. When I am consciously thinking, which needs to happen if you're going to change your life, a thought, all of a sudden you're thinking, oh my God, you catch the thought that you're thinking, this doesn't support me, this is not where I'm going. And and we always are coming from the past, aren't we not? Our future is based on our past experiences. So when we catch ourselves not speaking or thinking in the manner that will support us and get us to our goals, we say to those thoughts, I mean, I actually talk to them, you know what, you've been around for a long time, and I have gained so much wisdom from you. But I've gained all the wisdom that I need from you. I now release you with love. You can go play with somebody else that needs these wisdom gainers or not. But in my life, in my sandbox, I only know I can. That's it. You only know that you can.
Practice, 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 I guess.
It's all practice, trust me. What are you thinking? You know,
yeah.
I monitor, exactly, I monitor, in the beginning, I monitored myself 24/7. And it's a job, but you know what? The rest of tonight's program, we're addressing that. And it's only a matter of practice. That's
well,
it.
I'll continue to listen in then. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So if you can get the same results with peace and tranquility versus anger and chaos, which one are you going to choose? Now, do you like fall off the wagon and get, of course you do. But don't we take a moment in that, and then you get back on the wagon or back on the horse or whatever and say, this is where I'm staying. I am not going to listen to thoughts that don't support me any longer. I am dismissing them and sweeping them out of my sandbox. So, if you had your choice, which one would you choose? Anger and chaos, peace and calm, and get the same results? I'm sure it would be the latter. But here's the deal. Remember what I opened with in this hour when I said that you will look at somebody who does something, they're going, whoa, I couldn't do what he just did. That takes so much courage. There's no way I could do that. I couldn't lay all of my stuff on the line. I couldn't do that. What's the difference between you and that person that you're talking about? They know how to manifest. They have no fear. When we watch another one, remember there's only one thing, another one, someone, no one, another one, they're all the same. There's only one thing anyway. So when we look at another one and we watch them manifest something outside of our comfort zone, outside of the box, we go, man, does that guy have guts? Did you see what he did? I don't have that strength. But that's exactly what it takes. It takes guts, courage, nerve, audacity, and bravery. Do you have to put everything on the line? No. That particular person did because they know how to manifest, and they know that they never put anything on the line, everything on the line. Why? Because they know this power within them. They know that money is not their security. They know they can manifest at will. They know that they have this power within them. They're not afraid because they know that money is not their security. The security that they have is within them. This power that is within them, and as it was in them, it is in everyone. There are so many that go to one seminar after another to learn how to manifest, and there's nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong. They listen to tapes, they read books, and yet nothing changes in their lives. Nothing. Same old. And they're just as broke as they were when they started a few years earlier. What has happened? What's missing? That they go to these places, they read these books, they listen to their tapes, and nothing happens. It's called the courage to change. And it does take a lot of courage. It's like this. It's like taking a couple of hours of golf lessons from the pro and then never going to the driving range to practice. Or let's say that you are already a decent golfer and you go to the pro to enhance your game. And the pro says, well, change this and do that to your game and your game will improve. But you Hello? Are we still online? I think I'm... Am I online?
Yeah, you're okay. Everything's
I'm
good.
I'm sorry. Okay, I got a sound in my head, so I'm sorry.
Is that...
Okay. I'm sorry, Doc.
I don't think that sounds natural.
I got the sound in my head. No, I heard something. I thought I was disconnected. Okay. So, let's go back to the Golf Pro. Okay. So the Golf Pro tells you how to enhance your game. And it says, change this and do that. And your game will never improve because you never do that. You have to change your game so your game will improve. No change, no improvements. It's that simple. It's the same with becoming powerful. You have to change your game. Change the way you have been leading your life. Because so far, manifestations just aren't happening the way you would like. If manifestations were happening the way you wanted them to, you wouldn't be listening to me or this program. You wouldn't be reading books or going to seminars because you would have already gotten the message of everything that you need is within you. Everything that you need is within you. It is that simple. But then, there's the courage to change. And it is so scary. But I tell you the truth. Once you change, you will say to yourself, what took me so long? And this process, it can go on for years. I've been studying this for 21 years. I've had a project that's taken me 21 years. And the ups and the downs and the valleys and the hills that I have gone through, I wouldn't change. Because I found the middle. I have found the center. And I can truly say that. So, we need to change, because until you change, you're going to be the same. Your life is going to be the same. You'll have more knowledge from listening to tapes, reading books, and going to seminars. You have a lot of knowledge. What you do with that knowledge is a different story. So, if you want to start baby-stepping into your power, that would probably be a really, really good thing. So what you want to do is something different. You want to do a different task with as much gusto as possible. When you enter a doing with doubt or fear, it hinders your doing or stops it completely, doesn't it? Fear and doubt stops things. Stops it. When you approach something outside of your box, it's scary. But if you keep your mindset, of what if I fail attitude, you are starting with a doomed attitude. Doomed thinking is doubt or fear. Doomed thinking is doubt of fear and doom. I think I'm confusing you. Doom thinking is doubt and fear. And doubt and fear manifest just as easily as I'm going to do this attitude. The only question is which attitude is going to win. That's the only question. Doubt and fear attitude or I'm going to do this attitude. And the only attitude that's going to win is totally up to you. And the question is, which one are you going to choose? It's your choice. am I going to enter this new project with doubt and fear, or am I going to succeed? Your choice. You're the only one that can choose it. If you don't want to learn how to manifest your life your way, then just keep on doing what you're doing. Don't change. If you like the way that your life is manifesting in front of you because you manifest 24/7 anyway, you just don't realize that. If you like your life, don't change it. But if you don't like your life, you got to change or you're going to get the same stuff day in and day out. That's the simplicity of it. If you change, you're going to get something different. If you don't change, you get the same stuff. It's not hard to figure out. Your visions that you want to experience, you can still think about them, and you can still talk about them. But if you don't do something about it, you're going to stay the same. Remember, thinking, speaking, and acting towards happens. And there's nothing wrong if you don't change your life. You are still so loved. There's this love within you that is so overwhelming when you tap into it. It is there. And it loves you for who and what you are at this precise minute. You never have to prove yourself up to it. Never. It loves you for who you are this moment. Stay with who you are this moment for the rest of your life. Go sit out in the field somewhere and stay there. Do nothing. And it doesn't love you any less. It just loves you. Once you start baby stepping, what is going to happen little by little is that your fear, doubt, and angry manifestation... Once you start baby stepping, what is going to happen is your fear, doubt, and angry manifestations will subside because you will learn that calm manifestations feel better and work faster. You will begin to understand and realize the calmer you stay and you let go of your requested manifestations. You've got to let go so that they can fly where they need to go in order to appear in front of you. Your manifestations, your requested manifestations, have the boomerang effect. You throw them out in thought and words and in doing, and it comes back to you in physical mass. So it does matter what you think, speak, and do. What you think, speak, and act towards turns into matter, mass. You do it now. Excuse me. You have come and said, I need. And all of a sudden this need shows up in your physical reality. You go, it's exactly what I needed. Who got it there? You did. Your thinking, your speaking, and acting got it in front of you. This is what you see. Your seeing and your perceptions are inside your brain. That's where the seeing begins. That is where you form your manifestations. It's inside of you. That's why it says everything that you need is within you, because that's where everything forms. You pretend, you pretend to your physical existence, your sandbox, and you visualize, listen to the word, they're there for a reason, you visualize in your head what you want to see in front of you. And all of a sudden one day, there it is. Now, do some some take longer than others? Absolutely. Some takes 21 years, but if you never get up, it finally has to show up. Some takes a day. Some takes a couple hours. I've had manifestations show up in my life in a couple hours or two, one or two. The better you get, the faster it comes. But what else happens? You start in these baby steps. You took a baby step and it happened. You say, oh, well, that's cool. And then you take another one and it happens. And you go, God, that's really cool. And you keep taking one baby step. You do something outside of your normal way of being. You don't want to stay in your normal way. You've got to get outside of your normal way, because if you stay in your normal way, you will never get outside in the first place and fly. You can't stay normal and fly. You've never flown before, and you won't if you stay in your normal way of being. Think about it. If the normal way of you being is never flying, where do you have to go? You have to go outside of your norm, right? You have to spread your wings. You have never spread your wings inside normal, unless that's what the normal is. I'm not saying that, okay, you're hearing what I'm saying. If you are normally those kind of person that spread their wings and you fly everywhere, that's your normal. But I'll bet you 90%, 95% of us are not that normal. Normal to you is staying inside your box and the comfort of your beingness is how many dollar signs you've got in the bank. That is your comfort zone. And I'm trying to tell you, your comfort zone is that power within you. It will manifest as you need. And if it doesn't manifest in the hour and the precise day that you think it should manifest, you will say to yourself, I guarantee it, oh, it didn't manifest, I guess it's not true, I guess I'm not going to get it. And guess what you just did? I know I pound on this, but if you just give it a shot, you'll understand what I'm saying. But you can never stay the way you are, because we always live from our past. We always are experiencing and creating our future now, 10 seconds from now, 20 seconds from now, one day, based on our past. We can't get rid of our past. You know, you can't... I wish I could remember the quote in the Bible from Jesus that you can't go forward looking over your shoulder. You can't. Think about that. You want to do, many people, I get excited to start using the word you. Many people, they want to do a Groundhog Day. Over, 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 over. But the beauty of Groundhog Day, the movie, was he got out of his box. He tweaked his thought process every day. And if it didn't work, he tweaked it more. And if it didn't work, he tweaked it again and tweaked it. Until at the end of the movie, he gets what he wants. Your life, our lives are just like that. We keep tweaking them. So in our process of tweaking, do we stay angry and hateful? Or do we say calm and content? Which one are you going to choose to act like, be like, in this tweaking process? You got a choice here. You can choose any which way you want to act. You can either act like the God that you are, the powerful God that you are, or you can act like the victim. It's your choice. A lot of people out there yelling at me, I'm not a victim, but it never seems to happen. I can't seem to manifest. That's because you're talking like you can't seem to manifest. You've got to change. You've got to change your whole mindset. Think of the word, mindset. You have set your mind to do X. And you've been doing X for years. And X keeps on looking like an X. No matter what you do, what you think, where you go, X is still looking like an X. That's your mindset. Now, in order to change, you have to take a look at that X and say, you know, if I tweak the X a little bit, I can make it look like a Y. I think I'm going to do that. I am changing my mindset to change the X into a Y. And what does that do? You have brought on change. And change takes tweaking, but most of all, it takes practice. You gotta go to the driving range and perfect your swing. Perfect how far you can hit the ball straight. Perfect if you're gonna give it a hook. You gotta go and practice. You've got to do. You just gotta do. And I know it's scary. I've been there and I've done that. I can truly, truly say that I put myself in many situations that were scarier than you know what. But after a while, each time I put myself into a scary situation, I calmed down. And each scary situation got calmer and calmer and calmer. Now when I get into a scary situation, you would think I wouldn't at this time, but you know, sometimes you just see in front of you, they come from nowhere and it's like, boo! And you're going, ah! But what's the knee-jerk reaction anymore? Oh, that used to look really scary to me, and I used to cry, and I used to get angry, and I used to cuss, and I don't do that anymore. I just go, man, this is different kind of scenario I got in front of me. How am I choosing to react towards it? Am I going to cry, fuss, yell, scream, get mad at my wife, get mad at my kids because I've had a bad day at the office? Who am I going to take out my bad day on? That doesn't sound right, does it? People have bad days at the office and they go take it out on their kids and their husband. Why? Why do they need to share in your bad day? Never got that one, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. So anyway, the courage to change. It takes a lot of courage. It takes different thinking. It takes the ability to stay steadfast no matter what you see in front of you, who says what to you, who mocks you, who snickers at you. I mean, you don't have to share with everybody if you don't want to. But if you do, it makes you stronger. Because once they laugh behind your back and you know they're doing that, you finally just let that go. You know what they're saying, you know what they're laughing about, and it's not a big deal after a while. Because you know what's happening. You know that you are changing to make your life your way, whatever that is to you. You are going to be in control of how you live your life, regardless of what anybody else says or does. You can just say, this is my life. I'm living it my way for the first time. I am going to live my life my way. And what happens, once people get that, once people get that you are going to live your life your way, they actually back off. And when there's no anger or chaos between you two, when you take charge and keep your sandbox calm, cool, and collected, guess what? They start being calm, cool, and collected. You cannot intertwine because you don't hang out with angry people. They don't come into your sandbox anymore. The only people that are going to appear at your door are people that are calm, cool, collected, just like you. Birds of a feather flock together. Calm, cool, and collected people, peaceful people, do not hang out with angry people. They don't have any room for it in their life anymore. It's not them. They'll treat you nicely, and they'll say, have a nice day, and hope you get over your anger. They won't say that. I know they're thinking that. And they go on their way because they have no room, and rightfully so, for anger or resentment or frustration in their life. They just got rid of it. Why would they want it back in? Well, you work hard to get all that stuff out of your system. You work hard to get the chaos out. You work hard to get the anger out. This is a 24/7 thing, but once you've got it out, does it take a day or a year or two or three? You work hard on it every day. If you get it, it's day one. If you don't, if it takes a few years, but guess what? Once you got rid of it, you've worked your butt off to get rid of that. Why, oh why, oh why would you want to be with someone who has the same attributes that you just got rid of and worked hard getting out of? Why would you do that? You wouldn't. Birds of a feather. They're going to seek out other people that are calm, cool, and collected to be their new friends. That's where they're going. It's a job. It's just like a job of going 40 hours a week to the job that you do go, but this job takes 24/7 to monitor your thinking, to monitor your speaking, to monitor your actions. Where am I headed? What am I thinking? What am I saying? What am I doing? Are all those three things in alignment to get me where I'm going? And that in itself is a job. That's a huge job. But it can be done. And once all that anger and frustration is out of your system, you're going to say, what took me so long? Why, oh why, wasn't I here before this? Because I'm so calm. There's no anger in me. There's no negativity, quote unquote, in me. I don't even know what that means. I can't even relate to those words. I can't even relate to those feelings anymore. They're not in me. I have purged the demons out of me, if you will. I have purged that out of me. They're gone. It's gone. What a great feeling, wouldn't you say? Well, I guess my hour has stopped. Again, the quote from Gandhi is, we must be the changes that we want to see. And if we want peace in this world, each of us are going to have to learn how to be peaceful within ourselves. And once we are peaceful, people flock to peaceful people, right? People gather around Gandhi. He was a peacemaker. Gathered around King. He was a peacemaker. Gathered around Kennedy. He was a peacemaker. Peacemakers gather throngs of people. So I invite you to learn how to be at peace. Be the light of the world. And when each of us do that, we'll stop the anger. We'll stop the wars. So I'm calling you my Peacekins, P-E-A-C-E-K-I-N-S. Go spread the peace, and I'll see you next week. Until then, you have a peaceful week. Bye.